Before he sworn into office, they have reasons as to why he's not competent enough. Hello and welcome again to the Edge Politics Podcast. Geopolitical Queen here with today's episode on why some Western countries are upset about how and why a 44-year-old man should be elected as president in an African country. Anyone following global politics events would have heard by now that Senegal, a West African country with a population of about 17 million people, took to the polls on 24th of March 2024 to elect a president. But before the elected president is even sworn into office, the Western mainstream media, as usual, have started ringing their alarm bells. According to them, and they are in unison anyway, the president-elect of Senegal, Mr. Bassirou Diomaye Faye, is too young to be a president in an African country. He is married to two women. Maybe instead of marrying a man as a sign of Western progress as we've come to know today, he was just a tax inspector with no political experience. He's just a proxy for opposition leader Sango. And he was even scared of taking the podium to deliver his acceptance speech, and so on and so on. If we may ask, what is it with these entitled ones and their craven desire to always lecture Africans on how they should live their lives? For the records, Emmanuel Macron was 39 years old when he became the president of France, and that was okay. Sebastian Kurz was 31 years old when he became the chancellor of Austria. That was also okay. Kaya Kallas was 43 years old when she became the prime minister of Estonia. That was also perfectly okay. But obviously, these are Europeans, so it is befitting, right? The fact of the matter is, the people of Senegal elected a man and a party they wanted to represent their interest in their country. Who are these Westerners to be complaining because they didn't select a president for the country of Senegal? So what do you think? Should Western countries be selecting presidents for African countries even in the year 2024? Well, kindly leave your comments in the comment section below. And thanks for tuning in. I will be back with the next broadcast. Good day.